Section 66. Glorified art thou, O Lord my God. Thou seest me dwelling in this prison house that lieth behind the seas and the mountains, and knowest full well what I have endured for love of thee and for the sake of thy cause. Thou art he, O my God, who hath raised me up at thy behest and bidden me to occupy thy seat and to summon all men to the court of thy mercy. It is thou who hast commanded me to tell out the things thou didst destine for them in the tablet of thy decree, and didst inscribe with the pen of thy revelation, and who hast enjoined on me the duty of kindling the fire of thy love in the hearts of thy servants, and of drawing all the peoples of the earth nearer to the habitation of thy throne. And when, as bidden by thee, I arose and called out by thy leave all thy creatures, the wayward among thy servants opposed me. Some turned away from me, others disowned my claim, a few hesitated, while others were sore perplexed, notwithstanding that thy testimony was set forth before the followers of all religions, and thy proof demonstrated unto all the peoples of the earth, and the signs of thy might so powerfully manifested as to encompass the entire creation. I was, moreover, opposed by mine own kindred, although, as thou knowest, they were dear to me, and I had desired for them that which I had desired for mine own self. These are the ones who, when learning that I had been cast into prison, perpetrated against me what no man else on earth hath perpetrated. I entreat thee therefore, O my God, by thy name by which thou hast separated between truth and denial, to purify the hearts of all evil suggestions, and to enable them to draw nigh unto him who is the dayspring of thy names and thine attributes. Thou knowest, O my God, that I have severed every tie that bindeth me to any of thy creatures, except that most exalted tie that uniteth me with whosoever cleaveth unto thee in this the day of the revelation of thy most august self, that hath appeared in thy name, the All-Glorious. Thou knowest that I have dissolved every bond that knitteth me to any one of my kindred, except such as have enjoyed near access to thy most effulgent face. I have no will but thy will, O my Lord, and cherish no desire except thy desire. From my pen floweth only the summons which thine own exalted pen hath voiced, and my tongue uttereth naught save what the most great Spirit hath itself proclaimed in the kingdom of thine eternity. I am stirred by nothing else except the winds of thy will, and breathe no word except the words which by thy leave and thine inspiration I am led to pronounce. Praise be to thee, O thou who art the well-beloved of all that have known thee, and the desire of the hearts of such as are devoted to thee, inasmuch as thou hast made me a target for the ills that I suffer in my love for thee, and the object of the assaults launched against me in thy path. Thy glory beareth me witness. I can on no account feel impatient of the adversities I have borne in my love for thee. From the very day thou didst reveal thyself unto me, I have accepted for myself every manner of tribulation. Every moment of my life my head crieth out to thee, and saith, Would, O my Lord, that I could be raised on the spear point in thy path, while my blood entreateth thee, saying, Die the earth with me, O my God, for the sake of thy love and thy pleasure. Thou knowest that I have at no time sought to guard my body against any affliction. Nay, rather, I have continually anticipated the things thou didst ordain for me in the tablet of thy decree. Behold then, O my God, my loneliness among thy servants, and my remoteness from thy friends and thy chosen ones. I beseech thee, by the showers of the clouds of thy mercy, whereby thou hast caused the blossoms of thy praise and utterance, and the flowers of thy wisdom and testimony to spring forth in the hearts of all them that have recognized thy oneness, to supply thy servants and my kindred with the fruits of the tree of thy unity in these days when thou hast been established upon the throne of thy mercy. Hinder them not, O my Lord, from attaining unto the things thou dost possess, and write down for them that which will aid them to scale the heights of thy grace and favour. Give them, moreover, to drink of the living waters of thy knowledge, and ordain for them the good of this world and of the world to come. Thou art verily the Lord of Baha, and the beloved of his heart, and the object of his desire, and the inspirer of his tongue, and the source of his soul. No God is there but thee, the inaccessible, the most high. Thou art verily the Almighty, the most exalted, the ever-forgiving, the most merciful.